The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, thank you, Dan, and good morning. And taking a look at how the trade resumed on the Kansas City and the Chicago Board of Trade markets. First of all, wheat in Kansas City opened at 480 on the September contract. That was down 2, and December opened down 1 at 496. The wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade for September opened at 395, up 2.5. December at 415, that was up 1.75. March at 431, down a quarter. And May at 441.5, and that was up 1.5. September corn opening at 240.5. Make that 242.5, and that was up 2. December at 259, up 1.25. March at 274, up 2.75. The May contract opened at 283.5, up 2.25. And July at 291, up 1.25. September 07 at $3.50, up 2.5. And December 07, way out at 308.5, up 2. September oats 190, up 1.5. December 195.75, unchanged on the open. August soybeans 576.5, up 3. September 582.5, up 2.25. November 596.5, up 2.75. January at 608, up 3.75. March opened at 619, up 3. And the August soybean meal at 162.20, up 110. September 163.80, up 50. August soybean oil 26.52, up 1. And September unchanged 26.70 on the open. And taking a look over at the Mercantile Exchange, we see that the feeder cattle for August opened at 114.10. That was down 32.5. And the September contract at 114.60, down 30. Live cattle, the August contract at 83.40, down 35. And September, 87.95. And that was up, or make that October live cattle, at 87.95, up 65. Lean hogs for August on the open today, 68.50, down 10. And the October contract at 61.25, down 2.5. And the pork bellies for August opening today at 85.10, down 12.5. And the February 07 contract also down 12.5 on the open. And let's take a look at how the trade is going right now very quickly, and then we'll have Paul Cooley joining us in a moment from ADM Investor Services. The contracts for wheat in Kansas City currently trading unchanged to up 2, and the wheat contracts on the Board of Trade are trading in a range from up 2.25 to up 4. Corn is trading in a range from 3.25 higher to 4.25 higher right now, and soybeans are up anywhere from 4.25 to 6. And let's bring Paul Cooley in from ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, good morning, Jay. Nice to talk to you on this beautiful morning.
Yeah, beautiful morning here. It's going to be another hot day, though. We have to make it through another one of these. Might get a little bit of rain here. Is that going to be a very big influence on anything?
Well, I think we need it. You know, the one meteorologist we talked to is indicating 4/10 to 8/10 of an inch through central Illinois, I think more in the tomorrow time frame. You know, the gold and commodity trade, gold, crude oil, and corn are all trading higher. And I ask one of our floor sources, traders, basically what is the floor trading as far as the yield per acre in corn. And he said he thinks something under 150, maybe 149.5 or whatever. F.C. Stone comes out tonight with their guest estimate of conditions as of August 1st, And, you know, generally the feeling is that we do have a fairly good corn crop in the Midwest. The market is very strong, and short covering is the name of the game. Heat is the underlying factor that's keeping the corn market extra strong this morning.
Mm-hmm. Are you expecting to see a lot of activity today, or are people going to be waiting to see what comes out later in some of these things?
Earlier this morning, I didn't think the probability was hard for corn to trade above the 40-day moving average, and that's 263 and three quarters. That would create more short covering, more fund buying, and I'm going to say that it's probably a fairly high probability we will see that tested here today, and how it will close is based, I think, a lot on the noon weather forecast. Generally, the marketplace is extremely nervous, and the reason is that we have something new in the, on the background of corn, and that's tremendous demand, ethanol exports and feed usage, all keeping the corn market bears nervous that if we don't have 150 bushel corn crop yield, you know, the markets are going to stay fairly strong through the next 30 to 40 days. One way to trade it is that if it does fall drastically, the spreads will narrow, the nearbys will gain on the deferreds. That's another underlying way to trade the markets.
Mm-hmm. So what's the technical picture looking like?
Well, you know, we are seeing short covering.
Mm-hmm.
That's yesterday and today, that's major factor. And number two is it would take a trade above 263 to 262 and three quarters on the Dease corn to turn the market from down to up. The trend in soybeans is clearly down. The trend in wheat is also is higher now. So that's a trend change that we've seen from yesterday to today.
Mm-hmm. Outside markets all look to be up this morning.
Yes, crude oil continues to be the commodity of excitement as we're seeing the continuation of very strong crude oil prices. The Mideast problems are an underlying factor. The world economy is very strong, second factor. And three, it's very hard to find a barrel of oil in new production. That's the third one. Gold and silver kind of follow along with the crude oil market. The energy stocks are all showing strength, and their earnings are just out of sight as well.
Yeah. Anything else you want to touch on this morning, Paul?
Well, I think one factor that we need to look at here is, of course, our private people say late next week we'll see some cooler temperatures, and I'll second that motion. I'd like to see that as well.
All right. Thank you much.
Have a nice day, Jay.
Hey, you too. That's Paul Cooley from ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Kansas City wheat for September trading at 481 now, and that's down 1. September on the Board of Trade at 396.5, up 4. December at 417, up 3.75. September corn 245, up 4.5. December also up 4.5 at 262.25. March up 4.5 to 275.75. December 07 at 310.5, up 4. August soybeans 579, up 5.5. Soybeans for September up 6 at 585.25. November soybeans at 599, up 5.25. And November 07 beans at 654, up 6. The August soybean meal at 162.90, up 180. Soybean oil for August 26.70. Up 17. August feeder cattle down 40 now at 114.02.5. The August live at 83.72.5, down 37.5. October at 88.07.5, down 22.5. And the August lean hog 68.70, down 10. Oil up 1.19 a barrel to 76.10. The CRB index 354.73 is up 5.17. The dollar at 85.03 is up 0.02. And the Dow Jones 30 Industrials 11,170.5, currently up 44.75.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri-Energy in Palestine, Illinois. producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
An excessive heat warning is in effect for the city of Chicago and for southwestern Illinois. That would be the metro east area of St. Louis primarily. And that's until 7 o'clock tonight. A heat advisory for the rest of us in central and southern Illinois and all of Indiana till 7 o'clock tonight. Today in northern sections of the two states, meteorologist Scott Olthoff says it'll be partly to mostly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms. Elsewhere, mostly sunny, hot and humid, highs ranging from 100 in the north to 90 in the far south. And for Champaign-Urbana, that heat advisory till 7, mostly sunny, hot, humid, high 94. Heat indices between 102 and 108. And we will have a chance of thunderstorms after midnight and then periods of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast for tomorrow. A high tomorrow, only 81 degrees. It's 85 right now on Friends Plaza, outside of Campbell Hall for public telecommunication. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. 10 o'clock the time, and time to hand things over to the host of Focus 580, David Inch is back. Welcome back, David.
Thank you very much, Jay.